Hello, my name is Guillaume. I'm an activist that was involved around the anti-Olympic organizing that happened in Vancouver. I played a role like in organizing the anti-colonialist conversions and doing a bit of work with the Olympic Resistance Network. As a part of that, I've been surveilled by the police. I've been followed around. My house has been under surveillance, and a lot of things happened. And now they're accusing me of counseling mischief, which is an accusation that consists in telling people what they need to break, which is something that I haven't done, obviously. The integrated security unit is under investigation by a lot of people, because like those integrated security units appeared for the Olympics. They've never been around before. Like they've been put together like in 2003, like regarding the Olympics. Their nature is pretty obscure. It's basically an organization that consists of the RCMP, the BCSA, like the Border and Custom Agency of Security Agency of Canada or something, and they also consist of people from the local police, people from the provincial police, and they're all integrated together to share information about activists that are doing stuff. It's really significant, in my humble opinion, because the problem is that different security units used to have access to different form of information about, you know, activists and people in general. And those information were, you know, like, it's called collusion when different government agencies are sharing information together. You know, for example, like the BCSA, like the Border and Customs Agency, should not have access, you know, like to the medical record of the people, you know, because like if they have access to their medical record, like they can totally like just go to the hospital, you know, when they're going to have, and just deport people when they're going to have their, you know, their meeting at the hospital. So it's really problematic when there's collusion in different government agencies, and those security units has been put together like as an anti activist and, you know, unit. And it's really to me terrorizing, because they're trying to attack anarchists and political activists, you know, under, you know, the threat of anarchy, for the simple reason that you know, they're the main anti-capitalist group going on these days, and or the main political ideology that's going around these days. So because of that, it's really threatening, because like the same, campaigns of fears that was put together, you know, against the communists in the 70s, has put together those units in a way to attack social movements in the same way nowadays. However, like in an answer to to the attack on communists in the 70s, like the civil rights movement was built together, so like people have some civil rights, and some people have, you know, like rights and freedom. They have the right of clear thinking, and they have the right to, you know, like have political opinions. And it's not something that's happening anymore to me, because I don't feel that's something that's happening, because those units are going around and they're just like taking whatever you say wherever you are, and they're just using it against you in a trial just to say that you're a political leader and you're having a political agenda.
So you've referred back to something that happened in the past, but then in a way, I think what we're talking about is also a new way that the government of Canada is dealing with activists.
Yes.
So can you talk about how it's different from something like the Red Scare?
What's really interesting, I don't know what's going on. Like, we're currently under asking, you know, more disclosure and asking more information about the integrated security unit. We filed, like, Access to Information Act, you know, request, just to know what are they and what is their like policy between sharing, you know, information that are held by people from different government agencies. And I really feel that there's a lot of sketchy stuff happening. So it's totally different in the way that before, like from most of my organizing in Quebec and most of my experience I had with like activists in Quebec, usually the way that they were going around like protests was just, you go there, you call the riot act, you know, when there's windows broken or something happening, and then you arrest everyone else, and you just like justify your violence by the fact that you read, you know, the Riot Act. I don't say that it's a good thing to call the Riot Act and just like crushing any demonstrators over the fact that it's a riot. However, it's really interesting that, for example, in Toronto, which was probably one of the most destructive protests in Canada in the last 10 years, the Riot Act didn't get read. So they didn't say to the activists, you know, like the people that were there, that it was a riot. So they couldn't know that it was, you know, that it was, you know, an illegal protest anymore. So like they didn't leave. And that strategy is like, you know, to me, it's really like weird because like usually that's what they do. Another thing that's really interesting coming from that way is that, yeah. To me, another thing that's really interesting coming from that way is that the police instead use preemptive arrests. But however, like, you know, like they always had a hard time justifying, you know, preventive arrest, you know, like they always charge people with conspiracy. But this time, like they try to infiltrate meetings and just try to know like what people were up to. And I really feel that it's a new thing. And after that, like, there is, like, you know, all the, like, basically, like, how they just, like, push out the civil rights, you know, for the longest time in Toronto, where they were just arresting anyone and just having sweeping powers to arrest, like, people wearing black clothing. However, like, the bulk of the demonstration that was, you know, like, destroying downtown was, you know, probably, like, a couple of thousands of people that were not wearing black. So it's really, like, questioning, you know, to see how this black scare, you know, is coming from something that wasn't wearing black at all, and all this, all those things like mixed together, and yeah.
Can you talk about infiltration and what you've learned about, if you can, about the way that organizing that you've done in the past has been infiltrated, and also just a bit of a historical view on infiltration and how it works?
It's yeah, my court case is pretty interesting regarding that. Like, I don't know how the court case of the people in Toronto is gonna go, but for my case, like, it's been pretty stunning to know that I've just been, you know, in a conference tour talking, you know, like why the Olympics are bad and why you should protest, you know, having the torch relay passing in your city. And it's been pretty stunning to know that there were a cop, it was pretty stunning to know that there were cops that were attending to those meetings, and they were just like, basically, they used that against me to say that I have a political agenda. Yes, I'm opposed to the Olympics. It's a bad idea. The way it was put together was really bad. But however, I really feel that it's harassment, and it's more than harassment. It's surveillance, you know, and just like they're trying to justify, you know, their position over ideological position that I have, you know, like, can't I be against alcohol? Can't I be against, like, you know, like sport? You know, is it okay? Yes, I failed my, you know, phys ed classes, but, you know, like, is it a wrong thing? Yeah, I really feel that it's stunning how they're going around with surveillance and how they get like mandate to surveil basically anything, you know, which is to me like a new shape and a new shape of oppression against activists and political organizers. And I really feel that it's important that we understand that the budget of $1 billion was a lot spent in surveillance, in infiltration, in, you know, putting people in political groups, because like in the long term they will know who organize and how to, you know, like threaten them. And yeah, that's really frightening, and that's something that never happened before. Like my experience with like infiltration, like for organizing in Quebec for like 7 years or something, like, has always been mostly like you have a couple of infiltrators, you know, they come around for one demonstration that they know that it's gonna probably like break the law, and then they go away. But now, like, you're putting together like those units that are just like infiltrating really deeply in networks of people, and it's really frightening to see how much we're getting exposed. And I really feel that most of what the, you know, and even the anti-capitalist movement will be doing in the next following years is basically trying to avoid, you know, the economic collapse that's going to be pushed on us. And for that sense, like, it's really going against the public interest.
My last question is just if there's anything in your disclosure or the other documents that we're going to post that you think are interesting or valuable for people who are trying to understand what's happening in Toronto or otherwise.
Yeah, I really feel that the kind of surveillance that I've been under, like, is pretty significant of the kind of surveillance that people in Toronto were into, which mean, like, a cop car in front of your home, a cop car not so far away, you know, the usual route you're taking with your bike to go, you know, like, where the action is, you know, like, cop cars everywhere, and, yeah, it's expensive, and, yeah, it's expensive, and yeah, there is a lot of surveillance going on. Whoever like speaks out, you know, against anything, like, can now be under surveillance because the government put the money into it, and they're really, because there is no, for the moment, like, there is no limits on like how they can gather intelligence on people, and that's the card that they're playing. You know, if we just put cops everywhere, we're gonna know everything that's gonna be going on, and with all those new technological means that they have, you know, they can really try to understand what is going on. And Vancouver.mediaco.ca.
Are you still under surveillance?
I would tend to think so, but you know, like, yeah, I would tend to think so.